Economes.
And why did you not write an antiquity?
Because, yeah, just like what I, because the play of antiquity is mm-hmm. play is for antiquity to help his father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you understand why I made a change in from Oedipus mm-hmm. Colonus, that I mean he traveled alone without the daughter's mm-hmm. help, then you can understand why I don't want
mm-hmm.
antiquity.
Mm-hmm.
Because now in this story, the central person for me is Oedipus.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to tell his story to the end.
Right.
As a storyteller, you couldn't finish it midway.
That's right.
You know something in Life in a String?
Uh-huh.
When the disgusting father of the girl that the storyteller falls in love with,
uh-huh.
when he plays, you have some Sanxian sounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Sanxian sounds in some of the Yang Banxi, always for the 坏人. Indeed. I'm very sure I have to check the harmonies, it's very similar.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm gonna go check the harmonies because it's very
no harmony at all.
No, I know, but I mean check the melody.
Just
maybe
no melody.
No,
oh,
not in
the
it's left on a string.
This Sanxian?
Yes.
No,
because
only one note.
No, I don't mean harmony, I just mean the type.
No, this kind of music always in not only Yang Banxi, in Chinese opera is kind of a dramatic sound.
Yes. I didn't mean this. I have to check. I wrote it in the text where exactly it was. So
uh-huh.
I have to check where I write. Okay. So, do you have any further questions? I think I have everything.
I think I'm quite satisfied too.
Okay, so we are done.
So we should go to satisfy our stomach.
Oh, your poor stomach. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Great.
Thank
absolutely
you.
Great. So in the end,
thank you. Thank you.